day?
Doing great, Scott.
Right. Kind of in here being a public information officer, huh?
Yes.
Well, we
one of my many hats.
He's to the point where he's got a microphone that's got his name on it here in the studio. So he's a regular. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, I thought I would let everybody know about the Citizens Fire Academy is coming up. And for anybody who doesn't know about the Citizen Fire Academy, it's a 9-week program that we put on so the citizens can come and join us and learn about the fire department, learn about how we do things. Our job's a little different than everybody else's, and we want the citizens to get a chance to see how things work in our world. We try to put on a pretty interesting program that lets them get some education, get some hands-on, do a little live burn at the end.
There you go.
Have some fun with it. We, of course, help them and guide them through that. We don't throw them into the three-story and close the door on them. We'll hang out.
Just hanging gear on them is a pretty good start. You're going, yeah. How in the world can you fight a fire with all this junk on, right?
Sometimes we even wonder.
How long is the academy?
Okay, it starts on Thursday, September 5th, goes to October 29th. It's a 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. class on each Thursday. The only exception to that will be the graduation that will take place on Tuesday, October 29th, instead of October 31st. Meals are usually provided at the classes. Some of them will be by the firefighters, and we have some pretty decent cooks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through all the topics that we things that we work on, fire, EMS, some hazardous material.
Do you do anything on the investigation side? I mean, do you do any discussion about that?
We do one night where we talk about our investigations and our code enforcement duties out of the marshal's office. So we do introduce them to our part of the world, too, which is even different from our other guys.
Sure, right.
It was a real change when I came off suppression and went to my new job.
Now, and, you know, because you need to make a commitment. I mean, you really do. You need to, if you're going to sign up for this thing, you need to be there for it. And
absolutely. We limit it to 20 people, mm-hmm. and we ask that you make the commitment because we usually have more than 20 that want to come. So if you sign up and you only make a couple of classes, you've kind of cheated somebody else up who would have made all the classes. So we do ask that. And we also ask you to be 18 years of age, and we ask you to either live or work in the city of Bryan.
Okay. And if they want to sign up, how do they do that?
They can best do that online at www.bryantx.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And you can click on Fire Department and work your way through the city website, and there will be a sign-up form. That's the easiest way. If you absolutely don't have any computer access, you can call us at 209-5960 administration offices, and we can get you an application. So, but it's easiest if you can go online.
Sure. It kicks off again when?
September the 5th. The deadline to apply is Monday, August 5th, Monday.
It's coming up. I haven't been. I don't know. If I could make a suggestion as to maybe something else y'all could add, is could you maybe have like firefighter shopping tips? You know, you like take them to the grocery store?
What? What is that supposed
to be? And then you get to ride on the fire truck because
they
always shop with that.
They always shop in the fire truck.
Scott, they're going to teach them that after their Dalmatians 101 class.
No. Well, all I'm saying is that I don't know. The grocery toriums that I go to are frequented by College Station Fire, but I presume that Bryan Fire does the same thing, and they go to the grocery store and they buy groceries, right?
Well, they do, and they're on call at that time.
Oh, I understand.
So they have to
take the truck.
And there's been many times that we've had to leave the basket right there in the middle of the aisle and take off because the radio called us to respond. And
you see?
The people are great to just put the stuff back for us.
Cat,
and we come back later.
That's what I'm saying is these guys have shopping tips. I mean, you know, they know more than a whole bunch of guys about what the bargains are and the best deals in the grocery store. So you may think I'm making light, but I'm not. Much.
These guys know how to make a cheap, very good meal.
But that's the thing, is maybe another deal to do. I don't know where the proceeds would go, but put together a firefighter's cookbook. I mean, you know, that'd be pretty cool. And Chicago Fire is nothing like the real world, right? That TV show?
No.
Okay, I just...
Nothing.
but it's a cool show. Yeah, anyway. Hey, really on a serious note, y'all have been busy this week. These are terrible conditions, and people really have got to... We had a grass fire just across the street from the radio station, in fact, last week. It's time for people to be doubly aware, huh?
Well, it is. And the Commissioner's Court put in the burn ban on Tuesday, and that was pretty much we knew that was probably coming. But and we had a fire that I went to on Monday, which was a welder was working on a trailer, and it hit the grass, and they had mowed this down to almost nothing, and yet it still managed to make it away from that trailer and start to get into some trees. It's just amazing with this amount of dry stuff on top and the heat and the winds, how fast this stuff can go and how far the stuff can jump. And, you know, Plantersville, Stoneham's trying to put their stuff back together. Our emergency command bus went down to assist them in the, you know, running that scene. And they're trying to finish that off today. But they had a lot. They actually, from what I understood from our emergency management coordinator, Jerry Henry, they had that thing down several times, and then a tree would fall over, sparks go everywhere. Well, it just
and that
started
spread
the thing
over.
Right back up.
Wow. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so, you know, it takes so little to get the stuff going right now, and it can move so quickly that we've really got to be extra careful.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what the word. And again, like you say, if they mowed the grass down to as short as they could, they thought that was enough. It's still enough to give some fuel to a fire that wants to get out there and burn.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Again, the Firefighter Academy, that's a great thing because obviously with our first responders, we end up having to interact with you guys and gals at all the wrong times. So something bad has happened if you're out at our house. So
absolutely.
The more you can learn about what y'all do, probably the better. And again, so one more time real quick, if they want to sign up for the Academy, what do they do?
www.bryantx.gov. That's the city public website. You can navigate to the fire department and get to the applications from there. Please do it before 5 o'clock Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the deadline for applications, and it starts September. My screen went dead.
That's okay.
September the 5th.
Okay, got it on that Thursday.
All right.
Sounds like a deal. Thank you, William. Appreciate that.
And if anybody's looking for a career,
oh yes,
my cohort PIO over in the police department, we help each other out. And if you look on that same website, if you're looking for a career as a police officer, you can find the information there, and they're accepting applications right now. The deadline is August 14th. Test date will be 24th. And for more information, you can call Lori Burnt at 209-5323 if you have any questions. But turn the apps in by August 14th if you think you'd like to be a police officer.
There you go. Drive fast and have a car that's got lights on. Thanks for the time this morning.